The Body on the Doorstep, written by A.J. McKenzie and read by Rick Jerram. Yesterday afternoon, after I had given my statement to Mr. Fanscombe, I walked the path from St. Mary in the Marsh to Ivy Church. About halfway between the two villages, there is a patch of marshland with a looker's hut on its edge. The coroner raised his hand.
A moment, if you please. What is a looker's hut?
The shepherds use looker's huts for watching over their flocks in summer, said Mrs. Chater. I believe this particular hut is also sometimes used by sportsmen as a blind for shooting duck. I trust the gentleman in the room will correct me if I'm wrong. No one corrected her. The rector belched again and asked for his mug to be refilled. I cannot say what instinct of curiosity drew me there. Perhaps it was woman's intuition. No one but the rector would have caught the note of irony in her voice. But at all events, I went into the hut. The building, as some here would doubtless confirm, is divided into two rooms. The forward room, where the shepherds sit when they watch the sheep, and a second, windowless room at the rear, which I suspect is normally used for storage. There was dead silence in the room, and the rector wondered whether Mrs. Chater knew that some of those who used the looker's hut for storage were the local smugglers. He decided that she probably did. It was clear that the hut had been recently used, she continued, and further, that one of the rooms, the smaller, had been used as a place of confinement. I saw marks on the door where someone had tried to kick it down. The wood around the hasp was splintered, indicating that he might have succeeded. Certainly, the door was no longer locked. I also found pieces of rope on the floor. In the other room, the front room, there was a table with crusts of bread and other scraps of food, all of which had been much worried by mice. But in a far corner of the room, I saw a glint of metal in the shadows, and upon taking a closer look, I found this. She reached into her reticule and held up a gold watch on a chain and fob. A buzz of fascinated voices rose, and the coroner banged his gavel on the table for silence. I opened the case and found it to be of French make, said Amelia Chater, looking across at Turner. I also found signs of damage, such as might have been caused by a recent submersion in water.
Are you a watchmaker, madam? Asked the coroner crossly.
No, sir. It is merely that I, too, have an eye for detail.